This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Once again, folks, we are zooming into hour number two here of the program, Monday edition of the show. Glad to be with you. Of course, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message or if you'd like to find me on social media like Facebook or X. But we want to welcome everybody listening this morning. Everybody listening to our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, of course. Good morning to everybody there. And then also good morning to everybody listening to us along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program to all of our great AM and FM affiliates around the country, and great things are happening there as well, and we have you to thank for that as well. So once again, folks, it's Monday, and it's okay, it's Monday, but we're going to get you started up this morning. Whatever you're doing this week, we're going to be riding right along there with you, doing whatever you're doing, and we're going to have a lot to talk about. I know it's going to be a great week of broadcasting here on the show, and we've got a great amount of things to talk about this morning here. We've got Kamala Harris talking about Israel. We've got Ron DeSantis talking about Iowa. We've got all kinds of great audio clips and a few things here and there, and maybe a couple of things out of left field, but we'll see. There's always something, isn't there? But also, of course, folks, we want to thank Michael, who listens on AM 860, for writing in over the weekend, sent us a direct message, and he says, Kyle, it's time to start playing, it's Christmas time, time to start playing songs like Happy Christmas, and also Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, things like that. And so thank you, Michael. I really appreciate it. And, yes, we started putting some of those things into rotation here, and we're going to have more as we go get closer to Christmas and so forth. But, yes, absolutely, you read my mind because it's time to have a little bit of fun, more so than we typically have, of course, here on the program, but holiday style here on the program. So, once again, folks, it's good to be with you. We're glad you're there. And we're glad to be here. Let's just give a quick recap of our top story this morning. We've got three commercial ships in the Red Sea. They were hit by missiles in a Houthi attack. And a U.S. warship also downed three drones. And they downed them in self-defense, we understand. This from the AP. Ballistic missiles fired by Yemen's Houthi rebels struck three commercial ships Sunday in the Red Sea, while a U.S. warship shot down three drones in self-defense during the hours-long assault, the U.S. military said. The Iranian-backed Houthis claimed two of the attacks. The strike marked an escalation in a series of maritime attacks in the Mideast linked to the Israel-Hamas war. Multiple vessels found themselves in the crosshairs of a single Houthi assault for the first time in the conflict. The U.S. vowed to, quote, consider all appropriate responses, unquote, in the wake of the attack, specifically calling out Iran after tensions have been high for years now over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. Well, you know, do you remember the other day when there was the initial, or these missiles have been fired and our U.S. warships in the area shot them down, or they, in some cases, I think they landed ways away from our ships. So the Pentagon was saying, Well, we don't know who they were shooting at. We don't know who they were shooting at. Well, of course, we could kind of figure out who they were shooting at. We don't know what their targets were. I think their targets might have been us, and now, of course, it looks like these other three, at least three commercial ships that were attacked. So, obviously, they are trying to expand the war. Obviously, there is a concerted effort to do this. And at what point are we in this for real, if they're actually shooting at us, at least they're by proxy as well? Because the whole thing's a proxy war. You've got Iran that has trained and supports Hamas. Well, that's their proxy to go against Israel. And the Houthis are their proxy as well. So now they're trying. And I've got to tell you, if they land something on one of our ships, that I think that is a game changer. How do you explain that away? Well, I don't know. They mistargeted us. Yeah, you know, some ridiculous thing that might come out about that. But in response, what are the appropriate responses? It seems to me that, well, maybe, I don't know, stopping their ability to fire these kinds of missiles might be a good starting point. But nevertheless, the war in Israel continues. And again, we've got people saying, look, you've got to tamp this down. Israel's got to follow the rules of war, as we were talking about in the first hour. And that, my friends, I think this is a recipe for disaster. We really need to have a united world against what's happening in Israel. Well, also, if you're talking about war, and hopefully we will never get to the ultimate war, but this from Fox Business, Boeing has now been eliminated from the Air Force's doomsday plane competition. They're no longer in the running to deliver the U.S. Air Force's successor to the E-4B Nightwatch, as the service looks to select its next-generation doomsday plane. Boeing on Friday announced its elimination from the competition, known as the Survivable Airborne Operations Center, to develop the aircraft that would serve as a flying emergency command and control post in emergencies, such as if nuclear war breaks out. And by the way, we had a great call from Mike in Clearwater in the first hour, and he mentioned something about, we are closer to a huge war, basically. And by the way, I thought that with Biden coming into office and sending Trump packing in 2020, that somehow we were now going to, the adults were back in the room and everything was going to be fine. You know, it was going to be a wonder. We were creating utopia. But in reality, everything has just become a huge dumpster fire. And it's not funny. This is serious business. But yeah, the adults are back in the room, all right. And the world is catching on fire. Folks, stay right there, because we're going to put it out right after this break. Stay right there.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Oh, this is Christmas. What have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Happy Christmas. We have a lot more to talk about, of course, and so we continue through the program this morning. 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to call in and opine this morning here on the broadcast. Also, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message. And just briefly here to finish up here with this Boeing story, which I find incredibly interesting. Is the idea that a Boeing 747 or a Boeing plane, at the very least, is not going to be in the running now to develop for our most important military application, and that may be maybe an understatement, I think, in terms of what they call the doomsday plane. Now, these planes, they have to be hardened like Air Force One, and we don't know all the different security things, and we're not going, if we knew it, we wouldn't tell you all the different things. But obviously, these are very special, specially made planes, in order to withstand certain things and so forth, such that our nation's command and control remains viable in the event of a devastating attack. Basically, evidently, Boeing evidently said that they were approaching all new contract opportunities with added discipline to ensure they could meet their commitments and support long-term health of their business. And evidently what happened was they didn't want to go into cost overruns or be responsible for cost overruns. They had taken a bath, evidently, on another project what they call fixed price development programs, and they lost about $1.3 billion, including the NASA Starliner and Next Generation Air Force One. So, again, they need to, I guess they've made this decision But it really is kind of sad because, obviously, where are we going to go? We're going to go to a different manufacturer for something as important as this. And so I suppose we'll see. And maybe things might change. Maybe it'll turn around. Okay, let's head over to the telephone lines. We got Backgammon Bob lighting up the line this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. And how are you this morning?
How you doing, Kyle?
Doing great.
You know, you're having some voice.
So,
can you hear me, Kyle?
Yeah, I can hear you. There you go. You should be there.
Yeah, you're having some voiceover issues here, too, on the phone line.
Okay. Looks, I think we got that.
I want to let you know.
Thanks.
Yeah. I want to request a song or two from ABBA. Have you know that group?
Oh, do I know ABBA? Absolutely, I know ABBA. Sure. Lay it on
Two jumpy tunes that you'll like are Voulez-Vous and On and On. Those are two very fast-paced tunes. And I just like to mention one other thing. You can see a lot of great videos about ABBA on YouTube. They're very good. Anyway, back to politics and stuff.
Sure.
As far as Iran goes, I think the only solution there, or one solution, is to maybe they're obviously at war with them, and we have justifications. They're firing at our soldiers, and maybe have any of our soldiers been killed by them?
Not that I know of recently, no.
Well, anyway, they're firing our ships and stuff like that. And the main thing with Iran is not so much the people, I think. It's the mullahs and stuff. And if we go after the mullahs, we got drones and stuff, just take out the mullahs if we can. Go right after them.
Well, that's right. Well, of course, you know, going after many of their own command and control people, their masterminds, if you will, you know, like Trump was doing. I mean, this really sets them back. It's like Israel does when they find bomb makers for the various terrorist groups, and they get rid of the chief bomb maker, and they at least try to stunt their progress.
Well, that's what I think. So going after the mullahs, I think, is one big solution. And the other thing I want to ask about is, do you think Israel will basically sterilize the Gaza Strip and export all the people out of there?
That's a very good question. We know that they're going to have to be responsible for, quote-unquote, security for the foreseeable future. I don't know. I think that could be years once everything kind of ever sort of tamps down there. But there's going to have to be some kind of resolution of where some of these people may go. And different parts of the Arab world are going to have to take some of these Palestinians in.
Yeah. Well, they're either going to have to sterilize it or encapsulate it, one of the two.
Well, right, exactly. And they're going to have to find a way to make sure that the tunnels don't keep being built. It boggles my mind that instead of building a good, you know, a prosperous society in Gaza, because the land was given to them, basically, instead they built tunnels. And so, you know, this whole thing is about attacking Israel. It's not even about we're going to have good schools, we're going to have a great life, we're going to make some money, everybody's going to prosper. But that's not the goal.
That's history. The thing is that you can't. They take over Gaza. All those people in there, they don't carry a card that says this is my Hamas card. You can't tell one from the other. There's no way.
Well, it really is disturbing when you see people sort of clapping or clamoring about some of these terrible things that happened to these hostages and so forth, and the way that that they seem to be supporting Hamas. I mean, you know. It doesn't engender you to say, oh boy, yes, well, there's just a really bad Hamas and everybody's good. But yeah, I think you're right. It's sort of a very, very mixed bag.
Well, the other thing is, we need to show some of them videos. Forget about the sensitivities and correctness and all that. We need to show the videos of what Hamas actually did. And if it offends people, well, too damn bad. But these people are saying, well, it was all a fake, never really happened, and all that kind of stuff. Because once the woke people have labeled somebody as bad, there's no end to the persecution they can put on them. They're basically become like a scarlet letter. They can do anything they want to them under their definition.
Oh, yeah, you mean in terms of how they want to treat the Israelis, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
It's dehumanizing, and that's exactly what Hamas and these other groups do. And they don't revere Jews the same way that they revere others, and this is totally unacceptable.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right, well, that's it, Kyle.
Hey, thanks, Beck. I'm Bob. I appreciate it. Hope to hear from you again as we continue.
All right.
Take care.
I'll talk to you later, Bob.
All right, thanks. And also, Beck, Am and Bob, thanks so much for the song suggestions. And, yes, I love ABBA, as a matter of fact. See, I love all kinds of music, and people have been finding this out about me. I'm pretty eclectic in terms of the music that I've known or I've studied or I've played and so forth. So I like all kinds of music. And a lot of times, too, it has to do with the kind of record it was and the space that it was made in. That's one of the things that really I think is always so important. It's like if you listen to a Stone song from the mid-1960s, it's going to be created in a different space and time than something like, say, off of Some Girls or stuff like that later on, like towards, you know, into the 80s or late 70s into the 80s. It's all going to sound different, but they make great records one after the other, and they have these brilliant things that they do, and for other bands or artists as well. And so even in different genres, you've got great records in a particular genre, and then some aren't so good. You know, some sort of follow the formula, but there are those that somehow enhance that formula, and then they stand out, and then they become classics. So that's kind of cool. So I think ABBA was definitely one of those kinds of groups. All right. So once again, folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. And if you have an opinion about what's happening with the Boeing doomsday plane thing, there's something about that sort of rubs me the wrong way. I don't know about you, but it kind of rubs me the wrong way. And then when we come back from this next short break, folks, the bottom of the hour break, we've got a lot more to tell you about. We've got some great audio clips this morning. Let's see what we got in the offing here. Good question, by the way, about Donald Trump. And we mentioned Nikki Haley earlier, just sort of in passing. But Donald Trump's way, way, way ahead of Nikki Haley. We've even got it. Rance Priebus has a great take on this in terms of where the Trump campaign is going with this, and you know what the lay of the land looks like for Donald Trump going into these primaries. So when we come back, folks, we'll have that and much, much more. And, of course, your telephone calls, 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. Israel is increasing its attacks in Gaza while hunting down Hamas terrorists. Palestinian civilians are seeking shelter in southern Gaza as bombing intensifies in the Israel-Hamas war. The Israeli military ordered Palestinians to immediately evacuate half a dozen areas in South Gaza. The Iranian-backed Houthis are claiming responsibility for hitting three commercial ships from around the world with bombs in the Red Sea yesterday. The USS Kearney destroyer shot down several drones that officials say were launched from Houthi-controlled parts of Yemen. U.S. Central Command claims it represents a direct threat to international commerce and maritime security. It's unclear how many drones were shot down by the destroyer. No casualties were reported to the U.S. government, and the extent of damage is claimed to be minor. Lance Pry, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back as we race through the Monday edition of the program. It is Monday, and that's all right. It's okay. It's okay to be Monday because that means, you know, we're heading out to the new week. Yes, we've got to get back to work, but a lot of you probably have been working over the weekend as well. And so whatever it is that you're doing, we're glad to be along there with you. If you're driving a big rig across the country, if you're making deliveries, if you're working a shift, if you're in law enforcement, if you're a first responder, whatever it is that you're doing in the overnight hours, we're glad that you're spending some time with us. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And again, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message as well. Okay, so basically, you know, we're taking a look at, again, as I mentioned right before the break, what's going on with the primaries. And you do have Ron DeSantis. He's now done events in all 99 of the counties in Iowa. So that's an accomplishment in and of itself. And he's able to then come out and say, look, I'm really listening to people. I'm going all over the place, and I'm really trying to take in what the people of Iowa are looking for. But this from Newsmax, former President Donald Trump has, quote, big advantages on the issues voters care most about. And that's why he's ahead of President Joe Biden in most of the national polls, pollster Jim McLaughlin said on Newsmax on Sunday. When you look at the issues that voters care most about, most of these issues like the economy, inflation, crime, immigration, and Joe Biden's negatives, well, by the way, which Gavin Newsom, there are no Joe Biden negatives. Now, I'm telling you, if he would have simply said, you know what, there are some challenges that Joe Biden has, and he's working through those, or we're going through those things, but it's not affecting the policy. And he did bring up policy, but not in the way that I just did, which would have been a much better way to do it if you were trying to do it the right way, I think. And but no, it's just everything's fine with Joe Biden. When everybody can listen to Joe Biden and watch his mannerisms and watch how he conducts himself and know that something's wrong, it's certainly not just, oh, A+. Everything's A-okay. Joe Biden is fine. And to say otherwise, you know, somehow disingenuous, well, it's not. But Joe Biden's negatives, yes, according to this. Again, in addition to economy, inflation, crime, immigration, Joe Biden's negatives, his disapproval rating is well over 60%, McLaughlin said on Newsmax's Wake Up America. And then when you compare him versus President Trump is significantly ahead of him. So that's right. That's because people perceive, and I think, and I've got to make this comparison again. I think people perceive Joe Biden to Donald Trump in a very similar way as people saw Gavin Newsom versus Ron DeSantis. Gavin Newsom is going to spout a lot of ideological machinery, basically. Same as Joe Biden. But when it comes to these issues like economy, inflation, crime, immigration, as we just heard, people see Donald Trump as somebody who says, okay, what are the things we're going to do about crime, inflation, the economy, immigration? Likewise, Ron DeSantis. Okay, you're bringing to me an issue, a problem that's happening. The problem is inflation. The problem is crime. The problem is immigration. Well, here's what we're going to do about that. But if you're Joe Biden, and to a greater extent, if you're Gavin Newsom, you're just going to espouse the ideological sort of decision-making matrix that's there. And even decision-making is not even really a great term to apply to all this, because they really don't want to make any decisions. Things will continue just to spin out of control, but you talk about it a different way, right? You come up with a different way of sort of messaging it, and by doing that, well, problem solved. Because now the problem has become much more confusing. There's no way of ever getting to any conclusion on it. Because if you do want to come to a conclusion on it, well, then now you've offended somebody. And Lord knows, over in the ideological left, you do not want to offend anybody. Well, unless there are certain groups you can't offend, and we all know. But generally speaking, and I think that's really what it is, coming to a conclusion on something, charting a course on something that would actually move the needle on immigration, move the needle on crime, like, I don't know, prosecuting criminals, or the economy or inflation, that's going to offend somebody. Hey, we can start getting inflation under control. And it doesn't just have to, it's not the Fed. Well, the Fed's going to create a lot of pain by raising interest rates. And those interest rates are going to become so onerous on people that suddenly it's all going to start slowing down. And then we're going to go run out and declare victory over inflation. When in reality, you could get fuel and energy in a much, much better price range. And that would solve the problem of inflation. At the very least, it would reverse what I think really started to bring on huge inflation. But again, that would offend somebody. Because by making fuel more plentiful and at a lower cost, you're just going to have more fossil fuels. And the fossil fuel lobby is going to be upset. And the fossil fuel lobby is going to have to come over and they're going to yell at you. And that the same way as these Muslim leaders in different states that have descended upon Michigan with their hashtag abandon Biden because they're mad because Israel is being supported by the United States. So there's a big offense happening there. And this is what, again, they're having meetings long, I'm sure, long, boring meetings in the liberal halls of power, and they've got to come up with something because wait a second, we have this constituency and they're upset. All right, we just have a little bit of time before we hit the break, but we've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada, who's just lit up the line here. Good morning, Neil, and welcome to the program. Good morning, Neil. Good morning, Neil. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Kyle.
All right.
Good morning, Kyle.
Yes. What's on your mind this morning?
All right. Thanks for putting me on your show. You got a great show.
Thank you.
You know, I really enjoy contributing to the discussion. You know, we got to solve problems. You know, not to be too rhetorical, but we got to solve problems. I was watching a repeat of that debate between Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis tonight, this evening. And, you know, Gavin Newsom, you know, I give him credit. He's very well prepared, well studied. He had his talking points, and he didn't back up. You know, he asserted himself. But I'm just absolutely turned off by him. He's too confident. He's got too much of a swagger. Too much of a used car salesman. That's my impression.
Yeah. Bingo. Yeah, I think you're right there.
Bingo. That is it. I mean, unless you're a real ideologue and partisan, I don't know how any, you know, I don't know how he'd get people to vote for him. I mean, that's just my feeling. DeSantis, on the other hand, I don't think you could sell him. I just think he's losing traction. I think he's good. He's an effective governor. You know, he's got ideas. He's a problem solver. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if he has the charisma that Donald Trump has.
I think
Yeah,
I think you're right. There's an X factor that's indefinable in different politicians. You know, Bill Clinton has a charisma. Donald Trump does. Yeah, you're right. But it's hard to implant it. Yeah.
It's that X factor. I mean, on the one hand, he's very, you know, focused on solving problems, which is good. I mean, you know, I'm not looking for someone who's running for president who wants to get his picture on GQ magazine, you know, just solve problems. You know, that's really what you're being hired to do.
Exactly.
The economy, you know, this is another thing. I've been tuning in. I think you kind of hit it on the head. Drill, baby, drill.
Yeah.
I think that's so fundamental, would just reverse things so quickly. Just drill, baby, drill. Anybody who believes that the green energy economy can satisfy the energy demand, not just nationally but globally, is living in a fantasy world.
I think you're right. Absolutely. Well, Neil in Nevada, Henderson, Nevada, thanks for calling. We're going to hit the break, but call back anytime. Take care. We'll talk again soon. All right, Neil in Henderson, Nevada. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Great call.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Edition, everybody, and so much more to talk about, so much more to do on this program this morning. 949-822-7959, that's the number. We're going to head right in here to our Trucker Travel Report, but before we do that, we got a direct message from James in Clearwater. Good morning, James. And he writes and he says, isn't Yemen a country that Biden took off the terror nation, the terrorist list, basically, as soon as he came into office? Well, yes, as a matter of fact, it's the Houthis that are in Yemen, and they were taken off the terror list pretty much right away back in early 2021. The Trump administration had designated them as on the global terrorist designation, and the Biden administration came in and said, nope, wait a minute, but we're reversing that. And obviously, how does that look today? Because now they're actually actively trying to hit our warships. All right, so here we go. We've got a great song this morning. And again, it's Country Music Monday here on the Trucker Traveler Report. And we're going to start right off right here with a great song. This is actually from Luke Bryan. And this song is going to be familiar to you. It's a great Christmas song. And evidently, they have a really great version of it. Let's listen in. A little Run, Run, Rudolph this morning.
Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town.
great version. That just sounds so good, and we've got it here on this Monday edition as we begin to, of course, head into December. And boy, again, that just sounds great. Yes, Chuck Berry would be incredibly happy with that track, I think. So once again, folks, welcome back to the program. And don't forget, our Trucker Traveler Report is here every morning, hours number one and two at this time. To let you know kind of what to expect out there. And again, we do have winter storm warnings, according to Newsweek, in effect for 11 states, heavy rain and snow forecast for areas in the Northwest, the Rocky Mountains, and eastern United States. Warnings are currently in effect for parts of Colorado, Idaho, Maine, Nevada, New Hampshire, New York, Oregon, Utah, Vermont, Washington, and Wyoming. As we were seeing last hour on the radar images, we do have all kinds of rain and snow up in the New England area, covering most of New Hampshire, Vermont. Maine is completely covered either with rain, a little bit rain mixed with snow near the coast. But then also almost the whole state just snow on the radar right now, all kinds of snow going on there. St. Louis, Missouri, you've got all kinds of rain in St. Louis proper mixed with rain and snow as you go north there of St. Louis. So be careful there. Boise, Idaho at this hour, rain and snow a little bit there. That's going to be north northeast of, or just basically to the east of Boise. Walla Walla, in that area, you've got all kinds of rain near Dayton and Waitsburg. This is north of Walla Walla, so be careful there. And then also, if you're going down U.S. Highway 93 south of Missoula, Montana this morning, by the time you get to a little past Stevensville down towards Hamilton and Darby, you've got rain and possible snow as well. And again, all these huge warnings are in the areas of the Pacific Northwest. Seattle, Portland, Richard the Marine said it was raining heavy there on his vantage point of the central coast of Oregon this morning. And these flood watches and so forth are nothing to be trifled with. We do have some dense fog to tell you about this around Sioux Falls, South Dakota, north up into the eastern part of North Dakota and the western part of Minnesota this morning. Also, of course, we got winter storm warnings just west of Denver coming out I-70, and then also winter storm warnings, and this is going to be up I-80 out coming out of Cheyenne, north of Laramie, basically, but west of Laramie. But if you're in the Cheyenne area, you got a high wind warning going on this morning as well. So be careful out there, because we do want you to get there in one piece. Be careful of ice on the roads, and especially in the mountain passes, especially in the Pacific Northwest. So if you're coming out through Spokane, Washington, say through 4th of July, definitely want to be on your guard there as well. Dense fog advisory, by the way, around Spokane, coming down I-90 through Ritzville, and then heading on over towards places like Moses Lake, and as you make your way west of Moses Lake. So be careful out there this morning. All right, well, it is Monday morning. It is a little before the top of the hour here at hour number two, so that means we're talking with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, and happy Monday. And I've been waiting to talk with you because we got this, the attack that went on in the Red Sea. What can you tell us about that?
Well, it's not pretty, is it?
No.
I believe, again, that this administration has certain intelligence that they're not necessarily sharing with us, but that is part and parcel of the reason that they have two carrier battle groups in the region with exceptional technology on board. And let's not forget the air assets that we have. And so as a consequence, this is really telling us that this is all things Iran, and how stupid this administration and the previous two previous administrations, because I would argue it includes Trump, did not act as they should have acted with Iran aggressively enough. This all began under the Obama administration with what the things that Iran did and has been doing, but they dismissed all of that for the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, otherwise known as the nuclear deal. Now, Trump comes in, and rightly so, he got us out of it. And I don't think that we did nearly enough with the other signatories that stayed on the deal. And then, you know, you start releasing billions and billions and billions of dollars. That's legitimately Iran's money, but that doesn't mean they get to have it.
Right.
And, you know, so here we are. And don't think that, you know, when they say that they're bringing the war to us, they are. So what is the Biden administration, who's, you know, has the responsibility for, what are they going to do about it?
Well, you know,
therein lies the question.
Well, exactly. You know, will we happily go hit stuff in Syria? Why can't we hit stuff in Yemen and take out their missile stuff?
Well, I'm going to go back to the phrase that I use, pity policy. There is a humanitarian crisis, absolutely for sure, in Yemen. But you know what? The people that are in crisis and the people that are dying in Yemen is not because of anybody else, but it's because of Iran and the Houthis.
Indeed. Well, Denise Simon, we're going to come right back right after the top of the hour news. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Folks, don't go anywhere. You want to hear more about this right after your top of the hour news. Kyle Warren with you as we rock on through the Monday edition. Stay right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.